At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Welcome, everyone, to SI Media with Jimmy Trana. Thank you so much for listening. We have an excellent show this week. We have Bob Kravitz, former writer from the Indianapolis Star and The Athletic. Bob was laid off from The Athletic last month and then last week wrote a scathing Substack column on his time at The Athletic and really pulled back the curtain on what it was like to work there and what getting laid off is like. So he shares a lot of details about that and the state of sports media and what's going on with sports media companies, with the Times and The Athletic and his time at The Athletic. And he shares some insight into sort of the sports media world. And Train of Thoughts with Sal Licata follows that interview with Bob Kravitz, where we go all over the place with my buddy Sal. Before we get to it, this is the second pod of the week. If you're a WWE fan, Cody Rhodes was on the pod. We released it earlier this week, so check that out. Last week, Mike Florio was on the podcast. Two weeks ago, Andrew Marchand from the New York Post. So if you missed any of those, go into the archives, check them out. Subscribe to SI Media with Jimmy Trana. Leave a review on Apple. We will read it in a few weeks. We read the July reviews with Sal on this pod, later in this pod, so you'll hear that. All right, let's get to it right now. Bob Kravitz, longtime sports columnist, followed by Train of Thoughts and Sal Licata, all right here, right now, on SI Media with Jimmy Trana. All right, joining me now, longtime sports columnist, made some waves last week. Most known, I guess, for his run at the Indianapolis Star, The Athletic, Sports Illustrated, which we'll get into. Like I said, was let go from The Athletic and took to his Substack to shed some light on his time at The Athletic. And he is Bob Kravitz. Bob, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Before we get into anything, I saw you worked at SI. I'm just curious, what was the time frame? What years were you here?
Oh, gosh. That would be in the mid-80s. I was 25 when I got there. I think so. Wow. It's around 1985, 1986. And it didn't last long, but it was an interesting couple of years.
Were you in the Midtown building there on 50th?
I was right down the hallway from Frank DeFord. I was scared to death to walk by his office because then I'd have to talk to him. I was just totally blown away by the people I was working with. And I was scared to death to engage in a conversation with him. But what a lovely man he was.
It's funny. I had the same sort of experience. I started there in 2000, but you know, this is how old I am, unfortunately. When I started there in 2000, SI had a library in the basement where they had all the old issues and where you can do all your research. So I would have to go down there. I was like, when I started out, I think I was an editorial assistant. So I was doing pretty much, you know, anything someone wanted. So I would go down there at the library to do the research. And Frank would be in there fairly often. And he was a big guy, tall. And yeah, I would see him and I'd be in awe. And he would always speak to me just because I was there. And in all the years I've worked at SI, not a nicer person, I think, I've ever encountered for what his, you know, sort of status was in the business. Just unbelievably nice.
Yeah, he was a sweetheart, if I can use that. I mean, he really was. And he stayed in touch with me over the years. I'd get notes from him, nice story, hope you're doing well, that kind of thing. So yeah, I had just the utmost respect for him. I when I teach kids at Ball State, I make them read The Rabbit Hunter. To me, that's as good as it gets.
Yeah, yeah. Bobby, he was tremendous. So I don't want to sit here and just do a whole let's bash the Athletic type thing, because I have friends who work there, and you know, we're all struggling in this industry. Now, listen, they're in the news a lot lately because of what happened with the Times and your experience there. Before we get into the Athletic, I just, you know, your piece struck me on two levels, that you wrote for your Substack. If you want to give out the name, feel free.
Sure. BobKravitz.substack.com. Thank you.
You got it. The two things, one was obviously what took place at the Athletic, and also just the process of getting laid off. I related so much to it because I worked at SI for many years, left to go to Fox Sports, turned out to be a completely disastrous experience, got lucky enough to come back to SI. And my biggest regret in life is probably leaving SI. And you wrote that you had a regret of leaving the Indianapolis Star.
Yes.
And, you know, I still to this day, I mean, it's been 6 years and I still have that regret. How are you dealing with the regret?
Well, you know, I really think I could have retired at the Indianapolis Star. I think I had a good thing going, and I didn't listen to the one thing that I tell my daughters, who are both grown now. I tell them, don't mess with happy. And, you know, I just fell in love with I got wined and dined, and they threw a lot of money at me by journalism standards. And the idea of doing what I had been doing for years, but doing it without a deadline, maybe trying a little TV just to branch out and, you know, give that a go. It was a mistake. The Star made every effort to keep me, and I'll always appreciate that. But yeah, don't mess with happy, man, because the grass isn't always greener.
It's so funny you say that, because like I said, I related to the column, and I'm relating to that because I remember when Fox had made me the offer and I asked several people what they thought. So many people use the expression, change is good, change is good, change is good. And I am now, anytime anyone asks me anything, I say, don't believe the nonsense of change is good.
Absolutely. And if you've got a good thing going, why mess with it? And, you know, I think my ego took over there. They're taking you out to me and my wife to nice dinners and talking it up, and you'll go to the Olympics, you'll do this, you'll do that. I thought it was the next big step, and it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't a bad situation, WTHR, but the fact is that once I'd been there a couple of years, they decided to sell the company to Tegna. And, and sports were de-emphasized. And so, get rid of the sports columnists.
So just so I have it correct, when you left the Indianapolis Star, you did TV and the Athletic, or did the Athletic come?
No. I was doing I went to WTHR, the NBC affiliate in Indianapolis. I was there for a little over 4 years. And then I was looking for gainful employment. And thank God the Athletic came along and kept me in the business.
Yeah. So I want to get into what you wrote about the Athletic. Just curious, did you struggle with the decision to write that column? Because, you know, there is this old famous thing about burning bridges.
I'm 63. I got no more bridges left. You know, I at this point, I just felt like, look, if I don't stand up for myself, who will? And I've always tried to take the high road. At times I've failed in that capacity, but I've tried to take the high road. I've tried to leave a place on good terms, but I in the month that I had to think about it and stew about it and ruminate and all that other stuff, it just kept coming back. I just felt, you know, just morally compelled to write something, yeah, for my own sanity, if nothing else. I just had to get it out there.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I fought it because I don't want to be viewed as a victim. I don't want to be viewed as a guy who takes shots on the way out the door. I love a lot of people who work at The Athletic. I think The Athletic does some marvelous stuff. I mean, you read Brendan Quinn, you just want to take your typewriter and throw it out the window because I can't write like that. But so, yes, I went back and forth. And I ultimately decided just be honest with the readers. I didn't want to be one of those guys who said, well, thanks to The Athletic for a wonderful experience, because quite frankly, that would be a lie.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it from the standpoint of we never see that. We never see someone sort of tell the truth because they don't want to burn bridges, or maybe even they have NDAs or something like that. So, you know, forget the athletic part. If anyone wrote that column about any company, I would sort of enjoy it because I love the honesty and I love that we never see something like that. I think the most shocking part of the column in your Substack about your time at The Athletic was they had put you on probation, you said, after you had quadruple bypass surgery in 2000. And they demanded you get 395 subscriptions in 6 months. Now, when I read that sentence, the first thing that struck me was that you had the quadruple bypass in 2000, and obviously 2000 was sort of the height of COVID. So I can't even, 2020, I'm sorry, what did I say? I'm
losing. Yeah, 2000.
Oh my God, 2020 was the height of COVID. So take out work and The Athletic. I can't imagine having to go into a hospital and get quadruple bypass. I don't know what month you can tell us. And you're dealing with COVID on top of all that. So that had to be just insane.
I remember talking to my editor at the time. I said, how do they expect me to get 395 subs during a good time, much less a pandemic, when there's no sports? I mean, there was nothing. And I had to come up with stuff. And I don't know how I did it. I know I beat myself up pretty good. I struggled, you know, emotionally. I struggled physically, you know, because I was coming off, you know, a major life-changing surgery. How many months later it was, I don't know off the top of my head. I just remember that I still wasn't in the place that I needed to be. You know, I had to take all my, I don't know if this is normal, Jimmy, but I had to take all my PTO. For the time that I was out, for the month and a half, 2 months that I was out. Wow. So I just felt like, you know, they don't, I mean, I understand that big corporations don't care about their people, but they talk a good game about being different. And I felt like, I just felt badly about the whole situation. It made me feel like, screw them, you know, I'm doing the best I can. And you know, I have a quadruple bypass and it doesn't seem to have any impact on the way they approach what they're doing.
This is the sort of ultimate cynical question, but do you think maybe they put that crazy number on you in terms of subscriptions because they wanted you gone?
Yes. Yes. There's no question. In fact, when I got the 395, I heard from my immediate editor, who was thrilled because he was, you know, really fighting for me and trying to keep me employed. But I didn't hear from anybody at the top of the heap there saying, hey, nice job, man, 395. That's a pretty awesome job during a pandemic. I didn't hear a word.
And so to get that 395, like how often were you writing? I mean, you had to have, well, let me start with this. Well, I'll go there. How often, do you remember how often you were writing? Were you writing from the hospital?
No. I was at home, but I wasn't writing that frequently. They didn't want me to write frequently. They wanted me to write once every little while, but they wanted it to be a big blowout. You know, they wanted, because that's where you get your subs. You get your subs with the big takeout, the long form piece. That's where the numbers are. And I felt like I wasn't really servicing the locals because, you know, I mean, those are my readers, I like to think. And, you know, I wasn't writing about the Pacers game against LeBron, you know, on a Tuesday night. I wasn't writing about Colts minutiae. I was only writing the big stuff just to get the 395. And How I did it, I have no idea. I was hoping that I would just write one story and blow it out and get 395 in one day and just say, hey, guys, I'm done for the next 2 months.
Right. Another cynical question. I don't know what the tracking system is at The Athletic for the subscriptions. I mean, could you have hit 395 and they had said, oh, you only got 280? Like, are you kept up? How do you know those numbers are accurate as a writer? Not you specific, but you in general at The Athletic.
Yeah, there's a metrics page that we all have access to. We have access to our own metrics, I should say. I don't know what everybody else is doing. And, you know, I mean, there are some folks down there who don't look at the metrics to keep their sanity. I looked at the metrics, I had to look at the metrics after every story. I would refresh and refresh and refresh to see if I was getting any numbers. You know, I remember early on writing a piece about the Christian Watford shot against Kentucky, and it was a good story. It was a oral history. And I got like 20 subs. I thought for sure I was going to get 100, you know, home run, they call it, at The Athletic. And I remember talking to my editor that day and saying, you know what, screw this. I'll just quit. Just fire me at this point. And he was good. He said, no, stay with it. You're going to get the 395. So, you know, we got there. And I'm really proud of that. I think they... For whatever reason, maybe I just wasn't good enough, but 395 told me they didn't want me back.
Right, right. So when they finally did tell you in June they were letting you go, well, did they do that in a humane way? How did that go down?
Yeah, they did. I got up in the morning and I went to look at my metrics, of course, and I couldn't get in. And then I tried to get to another website and I couldn't get in. And I thought, maybe it's just something with the computer or something with their on their side. And then about 10 o'clock in the morning, I got an email saying be available for a Zoom call in 25 minutes. And it involved an editor and somebody from HR. And that's when I knew. I called my wife and said, I'm going to be fired in 20 minutes. So get ready for that.
Wow.
So, yeah, they did it in a humane way. I mean, they were very nice. They told me, you know, they were realigning and doing all the buzzwords. And, they're not paying as much attention to the local markets, especially the smaller local markets like Indianapolis. I mean, when I started in Indy here at The Athletic, we had somebody cover the Pacers, college basketball, two guys on the Colts and me. And now it's down to one guy on the Colts. So that tells you how they felt about the local stuff. And I hope they make a run of it by being more national in orientation, but it doesn't do the readers here any good.
Yeah, and there's obviously the whole situation with the New York Times, which I'll ask you about in a sec. I'm just curious. So the edict to get the 395 subs comes in 2020. They let you go in 2023. So in between, what did you make of your time at The Athletic? Were you frustrated? Did the 395 sub thing just turn you off so much you couldn't really get over that hump? Because, you know, there's a big mental aspect to that, I believe.
Yeah. There was part of me that felt like they just don't care about me or my situation and all that. But it was frustrating because I had four editors in 4 years. As soon as I would get going with an editor and put up big numbers and do really well, they would change it. Some of my editors were not great. Some of them were. But it was frustrating because the goalposts kept moving. You know, one day or 1 week or 1 month, they'd tell you, we want more local stuff. We want you to write more frequently like a newspaper. Then they would tell you they wanted you to do roster construction, whatever the hell that means. Then they wanted you to do nothing but the big blowouts. And I'm like, you hired me as a columnist. You hired me to write 800 to 1200 words a day. Now, I mean, I can do long form. I've done some really good long form stuff, especially for The Athletic. But I just never knew what they wanted because it changed. It seemed like every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You had this sentence in the Substack, which I found very interesting. You said, there was nothing more dispiriting than working your ass off on a story only to look at the metrics and see one subscription and 2,000 unique views. It was soul-sucking.
It was.
I would imagine it can't be any other way if your whole job is based on getting subscriptions. I mean, you have to be a... I think, listen, we are... Anyone who does what we do... The numbers are important. There's just no way around it. But what I get frustrated with even sometimes, there are factors, the time of year. I mean, listen, whatever sport you cover, if the NFL is not going on, your numbers are going to be down. I mean, right now we're in the middle, end of July. This is not the time for numbers. September, no. The numbers will come. No. You know, and then also it's, you know, you need things to write about and... The competition is fierce. Where your website sort of places you is, there's a lot of factors. So when I read that sentence from you, it struck me.
Yeah, it was a strange deal. Like I say, they kept changing the kind of the way they wanted us to go. Like I felt like I did some pretty good stuff. I kind of lost track of you there, so I'll let you continue on because I had something to. I was gonna say we were talking about. What happens, like I said, we lost the Pacers writer. We lost our college basketball writer. And what I kept getting back from people was we would subscribe to The Athletic, but you don't cover the locals except for the Colts. You know, and, you know, at the end there, it was just, and they said, why should I subscribe to The Athletic if I'm an indie sports fan and you're writing about the Colts or the Pacers or Indiana University or Purdue University once every 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You don't cover them on a regular basis. So why in God's name would I subscribe to you as opposed to the Indianapolis Star, which covers it, you know, pretty thoroughly. So I think the fact that we didn't have beat reporters on some of the, on those beats hurt me because people just didn't see a reason to subscribe.
Yeah, it's almost a little bit of a, it's not an intentional bait and switch, but there's a little bit of that element to it. Yeah. I don't want to harp on the subs, but I just want to ask this one question quickly because we talked about they wanted you to get the 395 subs in that 3 month span while you were going through this medical, more than a medical stare. You had quadruple bypass, it's a little more. What were your subscription goals? What goals did they give you on a regular basis? I'm just curious.
Routinely, the first couple of years was about 1,500 subs a year. Wow. This year, they lowered it to 1,000. The crazy thing is that when they got rid of me, I was told that I had the best metrics of any of our columnists. And I was already up to almost a million unique views. A lot of that was from the Ja Morant story that I broke about his situation with the Pacers after a game. So my numbers were not god awful. So, you know, they made their decision. Like I say, I love a lot of the people there. I wish them all the best. But for me, it just wasn't a good situation. And, you know, there have been a few times where I've said, should I have written that? But in the end, I'm glad that I did.
And I'll wrap it up on this subject. I want to get to the Times, but the last thing on this specifically on the Substack. Well, two things. I want to know what your feeling on the reaction was to what you wrote. Mm-hmm. And then I want to know if you heard from anyone at The Athletic, either directly or indirectly.
Yeah, the reaction was unbelievable. I got 240 subs, which I never did at The Athletic. I got 240 subs after two columns. Most of them were from the first column. The reaction was incredible. A lot of people, and I feel badly about this, a lot of people said, I'm going to take my $70 and pay you instead of The Athletic. So, you know, I guess that goes both ways. Yeah, I heard from some people who work currently at The Athletic, and I heard from people who used to work at The Athletic. And, you know, they're not going to call you and rip you. I mean, they called me to say, hey, you spoke the truth. That's the way it is at this place. I don't know if it's different at other places with the concentration on metrics, because I haven't worked at, you know, SI or The Ringer or any of those places. I just know that at The Athletic, metrics is king.
Well,
or are king.
Yeah, I would assume it's like that at most places. And I think this is sort of, we're in this, it's a tough thing, because I always say, I get why journalism is important. There's no one who would dispute that it's important. I think, though, people like us, we have to throw our hands in the air sometimes. We say, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, this is all a business. The Athletic's a business. SI's a business. Everywhere's a business. Everyone's trying to make money. I know it's not popular to say this. These companies want to make money more than they want to do journalism. And I don't necessarily look at that as a bad thing, because in any industry, look at the hospital industry. They're in it to make money. That's what every business is about. I don't know. And now with social media, obviously the whole journalism game has changed. I don't know where we go from here. I don't know what the answers are, but I do know companies want to make money, and journalism is not at the forefront when that's the case.
And you know what? I might be a dinosaur who came along during the glory years of newspapers in the 80s and 90s, when, you know, it was enough to write a great story. And whether 7 people or 7 million people read it, you know, that wasn't what mattered. What mattered was you know, servicing your readers and giving them good stuff to read. I just can't tell you the number of times where I would come to them with a story idea and be told, well, that's not going to sell. That's not going to get any subs. I'm like, well, that's what my readers want to read. You know, I think I know my market better than you know my market. And it just became frustrating. It was just this constant push and pull. And, yeah.
Can you give me an example of something you may have pitched that they said is not going to move the needle that you thought would? Just curious.
You know, some women's basketball ideas I had. Indiana had become a really big deal. You know, stories like, you know, Anthony Costanzo, who was a left tackle for the Indianapolis Colts. He retired. I wanted to say something about him. Well, that's not going to move the needle. Well, it will in Indianapolis. Am I going to get big numbers? No. What they prefer, would have preferred, is that I come back 3 days later with a massive Anthony Costanzo blowout, takeout, long form type of piece, which is fine. But I think you need, as a columnist, to react to the news in your town. And I felt like that was, I was dissuaded from doing that in many corners.
So you've been in the business nearly 40 years. You've won awards. We went through it, Indianapolis Star, SI, The Athletic. I'd be curious to know, what is your opinion on how social media has changed this entire industry?
Well, I think there's good and bad. You know, The immediacy of it. When I broke to Flakegate many years ago, I broke it at like 12:30 at night, you know, after the AFC Championship game. In the old days, I would have had to have waited 2 days to get in the newspaper. So I mean, I like the immediacy, but the immediacy also creates problems. It makes us less careful, I think, at least people, you know, who don't do the job the way it's supposed to be done. So I think it, you know, one of the things I liked about The Athletic is that they were willing to wait, you know, and do it the right way. So I think it cuts both ways. I preferred it back in the day the way it used to be, but, you know, we can't have it that way.
Do you still get crap from Patriots fans about Deflategate?
Every once in a while, like when I got laid off from The Athletic, I got a lot of, yeah, he's still lying about Deflategate, karma baby. I was like, all right, whatever.
So, you know, The Athletic, they had these layoffs. You were part of them. And there were stories coming out about their financials and, I don't know, things from the outside maybe didn't look great. But they get bought by the New York Times. And I sort of look at it, now the Times, unfortunately, now the Times gets rid of their sports people and their sports section, which just horrific for all those people, and they're going to use The Athletic. And I feel like that deal has saved The Athletic. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think, look, I think the New York Times, while they're buying the Athletic, probably hurt me because, you know, and people of my ilk, because we are local columnists and they want to go more national. They want to be big market. They want to do LeBron. They want to do, you know, Aaron Rodgers. They want, you know, there's a guy, Saad Youssef, who was a Dallas Stars writer who's been moved over off the hockey and covering more Dallas Cowboys. So I think it's good for The Athletic, but I really, as a guy who's been a member of the union every place that I've ever been, I wonder about the union busting element of this.
Yeah, I know that's a big, big part of this now with the Times. It's, you know, I don't know enough about that. I'm not smart enough to figure all that stuff out. I mean, if they buy The Athletic, you know, they bought The Athletic, so they're allowed to use it. I don't know, but they can't. I don't know how they just let everyone go. Well, they're moving them around, I guess, is what they're doing instead of letting them go. It's a very horrible situation, I think. Horrible.
It's terrible. I feel terrible for, you know, people like John Branch, who's a good friend of mine, Tyler Kempner, Kempner. I feel awful for them. You know, they'll land on their feet. Maybe they can do a Substack.
Well, let's wrap it up with the Substack. So what's your plan now? You got the Substack, and what else? I mean, do you want to, you've done this for nearly 40 years. You want to keep going. You still have that passion to write and cover sports. You want to slow it. You know, in this business, you could even do things on a part-time basis. What's your ultimate goal and plan?
I cannot slow down. If anything, I've got to pick it back up again. I need to go back to what I was doing, both at the Indianapolis Star and WTHR. I need to be more focused on reacting to the news. Today was Anthony Richardson's first day of practice at camp for the Colts. That's a big story here. Shaq Leonard came back. Those are the kinds of things I need to do, and those are the kinds of things that really weren't terribly important to The Athletic, at least in my experience. So I'm going to try, hopefully get a good second wind here, stay healthy, and write more frequently, and I think write in a more casual style, more of a blog type of style. We'll see.
Everything
we'll
good?
See how it evolves.
Everything good with your health right now? After the
everything's great, man.
Good.
Never felt better.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate your honesty, and best of luck to you. And like I said, it was refreshing. You know, it's a crazy thing to say it's refreshing, but, you know, people leave, they always put a nice bow on it. And I know, you know, I've had my experiences where I didn't want to put a nice bow on it. So I appreciated it and related to it. And good luck to you. Appreciate it, Bob.
Hey, thanks so much, Jimmy.
Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, joining me now, as he does every week, the new superstar at WFAN Radio in New York from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., along with Brendan Tierney, and on SNY TV every night, Baseball Night in New York, my buddy Sal Licata. Sal, how's it going?
Not bad. I mean, it's been an interesting
stressful
week, to say the least.
Stressful?
Very stressful. It's so weird, like, being in the middle of it, but, you know, all the anticipation about the new show and then actually doing it. But it's been fun, honestly. I'm excited. I'm trying to get acclimated still to the schedule change.
Give me a breakdown of the commute from Lake Ronkonkoma, New York, all the way into lower Manhattan.
First day, and we have meetings at 9 o'clock, and I'm just like, all right, meeting at 9 o'clock, meaning like if I get in at 9:05, you know, whenever we get in, we meet. No, it's 9 o'clock. So the first day I'm going to park after I got up at 6:30, maybe left at 7. I get in after I'm parking. I see the call, my phone ringing off the wall by the producer. And he's like, where the hell are you? I'm like, oh, I'm about to park the car. What's the issue? It's 9 o'clock. He goes, dude, we're in the office, like, meeting. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll be right there. So I was late on the first day for the meeting, which prompted me to now have to leave at 6:30 a.m. from my house every day. But we're learning. We're adjusting.
Someone told you to take the train, but you don't want to listen.
I don't even have the time to look at the train schedule. And by the way, I don't trust it. What happens if there's a delay there?
I'll get you the schedule.
At least I will look at it today. Now, remember, this is day three. Leaving at 6:30 hasn't been bad. Actually, today was like an hour and 40 commute. But roughly, I'm figuring 2.5 hours. With that should leave me some wiggle room to where I'm not late.
Take
for the meeting.
Train.
Yeah.
The train.
I got to move. That's the problem.
Can you do the meeting on the phone while you're driving in?
I know. I would think that would be the case, but at least for the beginning
what
of this.
And what's the meeting? The Yankees suck, the Mets suck. What's
right. Finding out the angle. Exactly. Yeah. You know, you want to find out the angle. It's a new show. I understand it to a certain
extent. No, I know.
Can I tell you the worst thing about my schedule right now?
Sure.
It doesn't give me time. And I only would talk to you about this. It doesn't give me time to regulate my system, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. That's rough in the morning.
I'm backed up 3 days.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It is a major problem.
But here, do you have an issue going at the station?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you're screwed. Yeah, you're fucked. Sorry. You got no, I mean, what are you going to do? If you leave your house at 6:30, then you're on the air from 10 to 2. You're going to have to use facilities that you're not comfortable using.
I have to go to SNY afterward. I need to get up in the morning. I haven't been able to figure out the gym routine or the other routine. Like, I got to figure out my morning routine. I can't
function. At some point, you need to use a WFAN or SNY facility if you're going to have that schedule.
I have in the past, but it's not something that I want to do regularly.
Well,
you know what
again,
I mean?
We went through this a couple of weeks ago with the colonoscopy. There are things you don't want to do that you have to do.
Yeah, that is fair, I guess. I'm learning.
That's
anyway,
a major
I'm trying
problem.
To get adjusted.
It's a major problem.
I got to go do a radio show for 4 hours with high energy. Meanwhile, I can't focus.
See, my fear would be having to do that while you're on the air. That would be my biggest, because I have that fear when I'm doing a 30-minute podcast or an hour podcast. You're on the air for 4 hours.
Hey, it happens. You
were. I don't know how you eat before.
Hey, play a break. Run the commercial breaks. I don't care how long you got. I got an issue here.
Well, I'll transition away from that to say that this is the last pod of July. So we're going to read Apple reviews. Now, last week, there was a lot of controversy because someone wrote in. They said they loved me. They loved the pod. They didn't understand the reviews. I asked people for feedback. I think there were two people who said not to read the reviews. Everyone else said read the reviews. Now, there's a lot here, so we might have to, you know, cut it down. In terms of, before we get to the reviews, things to talk about, all I know is I'm thrilled NFL training camps have opened. I feel like we are now on that track to get football back. There's things going on. Camps are open. There's signings. There was a great scene at Bills camp today on Wednesday. DeMar Hamlin walking on the field, which is just remarkable when you think about that Monday night game. So we are, the slow burn to the football season is coming. Thank God.
I can feel the excitement from you. I know you're excited about this more than most. I actually am excited about it too, because I think the Jets and the Giants in New York are going to be better than they've been in years past, which has been disastrous for the most part. So I'm excited about that. And just, you know how much I love football season. It's just the fall, getting into the football, the holidays to follow. I love September. I love the football season.
It's so funny because we're both pumped up for the opposite reasons. Like you mentioned the Jets and Giants, and you're 100% correct. The Jets and Giants should be very good this year. But I'm pumped up. I think I wrote this the other day. I think it's going to be a phenomenal season because of what's going on in the AFC. I mean, you have the Chiefs and the best quarterback in the game by far. The Bengals with Burrow, will they take the next step? The Bills came down, but they're still fun to watch. Josh Allen, like what's, they're a huge question mark. What's going on there? Lamar Jackson back in Baltimore. Do you believe in them? You've got Herbert, which I think is totally overrated in the Chargers. They never do anything. That coach is a disaster. I don't put them in the mixes like everyone else. They've never done anything. And then you have obviously the Jets with Rodgers. The Eagles are going to be obviously a factor. And then I think the Niners with a full season of Christian McCaffrey, people aren't talking about them enough. I think the NFL, and I talked about this with Florio last week, the AFC East and all those teams in there are good. Dolphins, I didn't even mention the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are loaded. I would love to see them get Dalvin Cook. I think that would make that division even more interesting. You have the AFC East playing the NFC East this year, which is the Eagles, the Giants, and the Cowboys. So you're set up every week for massive, and then you throw in the Chiefs and the Bengals. You're set up for massive games every single week.
I mean, the way you paint that picture, yeah, I'm excited about it. The AFC obviously loaded much more so than the NFC. And you mentioned the Niners. Right. Who is the Niners quarterback, by the way? Like, what are we looking at here?
I think it's going to be Purdy.
Purdy, Lance. Yeah, okay. Purdy, Lance, Sam Darnold, the three of those guys. I mean, I just – the AFC for sure. I'm curious to see what the Cowboys can do. The NFC, to your point. I'm not as thrilled. I'm not as high on the Lions as everybody else. I know people – actually, the Falcons, people are high on them with running the football or even Ritter to a certain extent. I'm not – the South and the North don't do anything for – and honestly, the West doesn't do anything for me either. It's the Niners and Bust, and then the NFC East. That's it in the NFC. But the AFC is loaded.
Yeah. Trying to think of any other topics.
Oh, you watched Quarterback? Have you watched that?
I did. Yeah, I finished it. I liked it a lot.
I'll watch it. I watch a couple episodes.
I love the insight into Mahomes.
Okay.
I love the insight into Mahomes. I came away from it a huge Kirk Cousins fan. I never had any opinion on Kirk Cousins, but I don't see how you can't. Now, I do think everyone overrates him. Like, you're only going to get so far with Kirk Cousins. It's just the way it is. But as a human being and as a person, he's so likable.
So am I wrong for maybe not wanting to see that because of that reason? Like, the Mahomes thing, whatever, but he's a great player, so it's easy. Like, he's a great player. You're getting to learn a little bit about him. I never liked Kirk Cousins, not because of who he is as a person, because I don't think he's a good quarterback. And now the popular theme is, oh, Cousins – such a nice guy and puts in the hard work. Yeah, that's great, but he throws too many picks.
Well, I think he's good. Like, I think that's it. He's good. Period. Right. End of sentence. But there's people who want to act like he's better than that. And he's just,
But now people are going to love him because of this documentary. So I don't know. I'm going to watch it. I just don't. Similar to Hard Knocks, although I'm more in a Hard Knocks now because of Rodgers and the Jets.
See, I have zero interest in Hard Knocks because I don't think they're going to. I see quarterback had this access that was tremendous. The Jets aren't going to give them that access. And the Jets are, they've made it clear that they're going to not give them. They don't want them showing players getting cut. So I don't know. Okay, maybe you'll get, you know, some of the, you know, new age whacked out shit from Rodgers. But like, I don't know what you're getting from that. That's going to be so great when the Jets have basically said you get nothing. They won't even show you a player getting cut anymore. That used to be with the best stuff.
That's fair. I'm intrigued, though. And maybe by the first episode, I'll be like, that sucks. But I'm intrigued by it.
I don't think it'll suck. I'm just saying I'm not excited for it because I just don't think you're going to get anything.
Right. Yeah. But I'd be curious.
Hopefully I'm wrong.
I can't wait to just watch Rodgers in that setting in whatever kind of look we get at him.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to let him say anything on there that's going to cause a ton of headlines. That would be stupid. So I think it'll be low key, but that's just me. All right. We got a ton of reviews for the month of July. We'll read them here and then we'll go off on tangents. If this bothers you, this is when you hit the stop button. We'll see you next week. We'll have two shows next week, I should say. Seth Rollins early in the week, and then we'll have our regular Thursday episode with Sal and Train of Thoughts and a guest. So if you don't like the reviews, you hit the stop button. You move on with your life. Everyone's happy. Leave a 5-star review.
Are you doing
review.
That? Is the why two shows next week? Is that a wrestling thing?
I want to try to do two shows more often, and with the wrestling stuff, it works out well. But because I had done, there was some, when the ESPN had the layoffs, I did two shows that week, and I actually did a solo show by myself and talked about the layoffs, and it did very well, and it seemed like people would listen to two shows if you give them a reason, not just to do. Right. So I'd like to do it here and there. So we're only going to have you on once a week, though. You're too busy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Please. Yeah.
I love this. The title, the person's name on this review, I hate country music. I love that. Listen every week on Android, so had to figure out how to leave a review on Apple. Love the interviews and banter with Sal. I don't watch wrestling, but some of the wrestling guest interviews have been interesting. I know how to fast forward. Also, enjoy when you and Sal discuss what you are streaming. I found the new 30 for 30 on Bill Walton great. Any chance to get Walton on as a guest? I had Walton on once, and it was the most unbelievable experience I've had doing this podcast. I think the podcast was 45 minutes. I spoke for 3. And I'm not lying or exaggerating. I'll post it. I swear to God, you could time it, and that's accurate. It was I had to do nothing. I did nothing. He spoke the entire time. I should have him. Maybe I'll have him on during the college basketball season. Anything you're streaming, Sal, you can...
I went back and my wife and I are watching Lost. So we decided that she never watched that show before. It's from like 2004. I can't even believe it's almost 20 years old.
I gave up on Lost. I watched like 2 seasons and then I think I was out. It was annoying.
I will tell you now, I've seen it and I loved it. And I would put the first 3 seasons up against anything. I'm trying to get my wife into it and it's been fun going back. However, we're like 8 episodes in, there's like 26 episodes a season.
Oh, yeah. And an hour each.
Yeah, right. 40 plus minutes. I don't think my wife's going to make it. And I don't care enough to watch it again. I think she's going to tap out and just be like, what happens? And I'll try to give her the recap or whatever I can remember. But there are some new shows I want to watch. I do want to finish Quarterback, which I started. I forget there's another one maybe that I want to watch, but that's it.
I still have to watch the Wham documentary. That's the one. I don't even know. So I tried to watch the Wham documentary. I thought it was on Netflix. I didn't see it there. Google, it says it's on Prime. But then my niece tells me it is on Netflix, so there must be more than one. I don't know. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing anymore, and it's sad. But
I also feel like there was something coming out on HBO or Max or whatever they call it now. I feel like there was something coming out that I wanted to see, and I forget what now. I got to go look that over. Yeah, but there's a bunch of stuff. It's overwhelming. I can't keep up with all of it.
Okay, here's someone who left me 3 stars. 3 stars. Seems weird that when sports media contracts or anything critical like layoffs of the media figures, there is more groveling to his peers/sources than actual analysis. Imagine Imagine Schefter or Woj scared to talk about player cuts or trades. People lose jobs because someone else does it better. The guest interviews are good. So this guy doesn't like the fact that, like, I didn't go crazy about the ESPN layoffs because I said I don't like talking about layoffs. I don't like talking about people getting fired. Because it happened to me and I don't like it. And this guy, S-Cross253, who left 3 stars, inappropriate. Here's what I don't like about what he did. I despise when people compare other jobs to athletes. There's a big difference between someone at ESPN getting laid. Now, I'm not talking about like the Van Gundys, but there are people at ESPN who got laid off who are, you know, even not making millions of dollars, who are just, you know, regular middle class folks get laid off. That's different than Schefter or Woj reporting on some athlete making millions of dollars getting cut. Don't compare yourself. And these people in athletics have unique jobs where it's a team sport. You need them on the team. So if a player gets cut or traded, that's a legitimate story. I don't want to discuss like why this person get off. This person's not gonna. You know, there were people who said, you know, why did this person get laid off? This person should have got laid off. I don't want to do that. I find it gross.
Yeah, I can't blame you for that. I don't understand why people would want more of that. Like, you could talk about the topic, and I wouldn't even myself. It's not my business. Yeah. I'm not interested in it. But why?
Now, someone gets laid off for something they. If someone, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. If someone gets laid off for something they did, like, that's a different story. You know, if someone gets arrested and then they get fired, that's different.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right. West Wing 66. Look forward to Thursday weekly interviews, conversations with your guests. You never shy away from tough topics. So now we have the opposite end of the spectrum. You give us A-listers and really appreciate you getting them on without assistance. My wife is a native New Yorker, so as a California kid living my senior years in Virginia, love the weekly banter with Sal, which is like sitting in your living room and with your in-laws. Keep up the good work. I would hope we're more highly regarded than in-laws.
Yeah, that's a, yeah. Right. What type of family do you have? Don't get me started with the in-laws.
Yeah. All right. Hopeful Hal. Jimmy is an excellent interview with a wide variety of guests. His take on the recent ESPN layoffs was unusually sensitive for our combative times. See, you can't please everyone. Well, there you go. Right. I hope future episodes feature some of the folks laid off by ESPN. I never listen to the wrestling coverage, but otherwise enjoy the show every week. His friendships with Sal and Mad Dog really add a personal touch and let Jimmy's personality shine through. I'm glad this guy brought up Mad Dog. This guy.
Jim Trainer.
So here's the thing. I listen to Dog every day, 3 o'clock, Sirius XM. The other day I have it on. I'm trying to relax. I think I was at the beach. I don't know what was going on.
All of a sudden he's taking strays.
And all of a sudden he's like, he's talking about his show at Bar A in New Jersey. Dog's gonna do a show at the Bar A Beach in New Jersey. And Sirius had asked if I wanted to go. I said, I might go. I have to be a game time decision just to see what's going on. And he goes, and Jim Trainer is gonna go, Trainer with an ER. And he goes, by the way, I'm annoyed with Trainer because he wrote a piece for Sports Illustrated on the biggest influencers sports, and he mentioned McAfee and he didn't mention me or Stephen A. So I got a bone to pick with Trainer. Okay. I love Dog, but Pat McAfee right now is kind of hot. You can't like rip me for that. Okay. And here's the funny part about this, which I was going to text Dog and then I decided. So the way it worked is SI came to me and said, we're doing the top 50 influencers in sports. McAfee's one of them. Can you write the piece? So I wrote the piece. Then they said, can you do like the top 10, not include McAfee because I wrote a separate and do 10 more. In that 10, I included Stephen A. I did not include Dog.
Now you know why he's mad at you.
But he won't find that out because he doesn't look at the internet. Sienna 91, love the hint of New York sports. Love the insight from media personalities across all sports. Love the interactions with Sal. Gonna now listen to FAN in the afternoons.
As I drive
for a living as a farmer rep, lose the wrestling. It's not real competitive sport.
Oh, my God.
That's fine. Listen to this. So you have a listener.
I appreciate that very much. Love
you. Sienna 91, give him a shout out. John Chait 50, I love the insider's look at media. Also love your interviews because you let the guest tell his or her story rather than injecting your own opinions. A lot of people would disagree with that one, I think. Drew Weddy, I enjoy this podcast quite a bit. Jimmy does a nice job with the guests and interviews, and I love the banter and chemistry with Sal. I do skip all the wrestling content, though. I would love to give a 5-star review, but as a mail carrier, I felt I had to ding Jimmy a little for not getting the Christmas card to his carrier last Christmas. Although I would be willing to add a 5th star if we were to hear a happy resolution to that story. Oh, edit. Happy to hear you got the card. Right, we did this. Happy to hear you got the card to whoever was carrying the route and happy to give 5 stars. So that's a good follow-up there.
Yeah, that's great.
The Vox 64, this is a must listen every week. Jimmy isn't afraid to ask tough questions of guests, and many of them are so comfortable with him that they'll give forthright answers. Bonus points for Sal's contributions to train of thoughts and the chemistry their partnership provides. Now we have a guy here.
Yes.
B Stuhler, 1 goddamn star.
Ooh, I love it. What does he got? What does he have to say?
I love the show. Well, what the fuck? I love the show, but usually tune out the wrestling. I grew up with it as a kid, but that was a few years ago. Try to get Sal's schedule line so he doesn't miss as much. Keep up the great work.
I miss what, maybe 1 week?
Maybe, first of all, how he says, I love the show, keep up the great work, and gives me 1 star is messed up. I'm sorry. It's messed up. Maybe he hit 1 star by accident. Sal misses week. Sal is busy. He's on FAN. He's on SNY. He does another thing. So he's going to miss a show here and there. Calm down. It's okay.
I honestly don't even remember missing one recently. Did I even miss one?
If they only knew, you almost missed all of them.
We're not allowed to talk about that. That was funny.
All right. Matt Spiegel. I love the podcast. I won't miss an episode. I really enjoy the grab bag of topics you touch on with Sal. I appreciate your recommendation of the Smartless show on Max. I binged the whole thing on a flight. However, the only thing worse than watching wrestling is listen to people talk about wrestling. Keep up the good work. These people really don't like the wrestling. Good grief. Poor wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know how are you supposed to take that? Is it just the major? Because obviously the majority of listeners aren't leaving reviews, right? The majority,
right,
you would,
right,
think.
Right.
Similar to like the radio, they always say that the fraction of callers are so small compared to the listeners. But if every one of them is saying they don't like the wrestling, I mean,
let me pause you there because here's the next review. And this was not planned. Cam 21, greetings from the driveway. Jimmy, the onslaught of guests you get is incredible. I really enjoy the time you and Sal share bantering. Wrestling question for you and Sal. Hoping you can settle a bet. Was Hillbilly Jim Stable of the Hillbillies with Uncle Elmer and Cousin Junior and Cousin Luke the worst family gimmick of all time?
I didn't even realize that Hillbilly Jim was in that. I thought Hillbilly Jim came aboard with just Hulk Hogan.
Well, I remember Uncle Elmer.
Right.
I will say after
wasn't there a wedding,
yes,
with Uncle Elmer, but that was correct. That was a little before my time.
Yeah, yeah. I will say this guy's got a good point. I do agree. It's probably the worst family gimmick of all time because after it was Hillbilly Jim and Uncle Elmer, it fell off. That should have been it. Even Uncle Elmer was pushing it. Hillbilly didn't. Really,
I don't
need that.
I don't know about the family thing, but I do want to say this on Hillbilly Jim. I think he's the most overrated, like, old school WWF star there is. Hillbilly Jim did jack squat. Meanwhile, he's got a major figure. He was a part of like that rock and wrestling thing, like with Hogan, the cartoon. Hillbilly Jim didn't do shit. He didn't do anything.
I'm trying to think. I mean, he was a big thing with Hogan.
Didn't he lose? He lost to King Kong Bundy in WrestleMania 3. Oh yeah, and the match with the little people as well were in that one. He lost that match. He's not, like, Hillbilly Jim's a Hall of Famer. What did he do? Give me one match that Hillbilly Jim won that was.
I think what was memorable, what I remember about him, which was memorable, was the way he started. Like, he was in the crowd and they brought him in. Back then, that was insane. You never saw someone who was quote unquote a fan get pulled over the barricade into the ring, and then he had the feud. And I don't, who training. Did Jim and Hogan feud with? I don't even remember.
Well, he was training with Hogan, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they have to? I remember the vignettes with, like, him and me. Hillbilly Jim didn't know how to work out, and Hogan was training him. I don't know.
The way you feel about Hillbilly Jim, that's how I felt about Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
All right, but Hacksaw like Jim Duggan won a Royal Rumble.
I know.
He won a Royal
Rumble. He didn't do it for me. All right, let's move on here. Betsky. Hi, Jimmy. Such a fun listen. Great guest. Always timely and just the right balance for the subject. I am an NFL-only sports fan, but always listen to the whole pod, even the WWE friend. Tell our friend Sal that a colonoscopy is the only cancer screening test that is also a cure. All colon cancers begin as tiny polyps on the surface of the colon. An excellent prep, I know it's awful, will allow your GI doc to find and remove the polyps before they have a chance to grow into and through the colon wall, which is when they start to cause the kind of trouble that requires surgery and many, many months of chemotherapy. If found removed, they will do no further damage to your doc. They'll do no further damage, and your doc will tell you when to return for another. The very worst thing that can happen is you have no polyps, and you have to go back in 10 years. It's a no-brainer. So happy to find a fellow rejecter of the red zone. We are a rare breed. Thanks for a great podcast. Not sure why my phone let me tap on any stars, but it came out 5 stars.
Wow, I like it. Okay.
Get your colonoscopy when you're 45.
So I don't want to do it, but I guess I will. Right now, I take anything. Let's get things moving in there. You know what I'm saying?
Amy R. Chapman. I'd like more baseball content, including Ron Darling as a guest. This skews very much towards football and basketball, and it would be great to have more baseball content. The problem is baseball is not as popular as the NFL and basketball, so that's sort of what happens.
Right, yeah, also, the national level, it's not.
Yeah. Also, maybe some guests that are women in sports. Doris Burke, Holly Rowe, Ramona Shelburne, Malika Andrews, Susan Waldman. Doris Burke, Ramona Shelburne, and Susan Waldman have been on this podcast. I have not had Holly Rowe on, and I have not had Malika Andrews. I would definitely have Malika Andrews on during the NBA season. Lastly, if someone buys a newspaper media outlet to make money, maybe they should buy a sports team instead. Those seem to only go up in value. Love Sal and train of thoughts. Hope your back gets better. I have a herniated disc. I'm going to the doctor today to find out what kind of shots I'll be getting. I'll keep you posted.
Good luck.
All right. Geez. I don't know if I want to This one's ripping you to shreds for the colonoscopy.
Go ahead. That's fine.
Santa Cruz fan. You never know who might listen to your pod and think, I wonder if I ought to get a colonoscopy. Train is doing it. I'll ask my doc. So good on you for that. Licata, absolute idiot. Nah, no colonoscopy for me. I'll get it if I need it, maybe, which translates to if I'm bleeding from my ass, then I'll get one, which by that time I'll probably have cancer and it won't matter. And he has a wife and baby. Jimmy, good for you. Sal, you're pathetic.
Understood. I told you my feelings on it, so I'm not going to go through it again. But
you'll get it when you're 45.
Man, my wife might make me, much like everything else. I don't know what I'd rather do less, go to my in-laws' house or go to a colonoscopy, but I have to do both, unfortunately.
I'm just Rosario. I have become a huge fan of the pod. Jimmy does a great job making his guests feel comfortable and draws out responses I don't think other hosts achieve with the same guests. I find sports media often more interesting than the actual sports being covered. I share Jimmy's affection for Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Sopranos, Howard Stern, and WWE. I love the respect that Jimmy shows to the hardworking talent of the WWE. Keep the WWE interviews coming. By the way, why aren't the WWE performers part of SAG? You know, that is a good question. The writers of, I don't even know much about all this stuff with the strike, but you would think the WWE writers should be part of SAG because it's a TV show. It's an entertainment show. They write a script. They should be part of it, I think.
But I don't think I don't know the in or outs of everything either. But certain places are union shops, certain aren't.
Yeah. I love listening to Jimmy and Sal talk about New York restaurants and other New York happenings. Keep up the outstanding work. Good luck with your NFL bets, Jimmy. Edit. I wrote this review a while ago, but wanted to add that I need Jimmy to sign up for Threads. I dumped Twitter because of Musk months ago. Also, best of luck and congrats to Sal on the new show.
Thank you.
I never signed up for Threads. You signed up. Do you ever use it?
No. I signed up, but I have it as basically an insurance. It's like, it's connected with Instagram though. So I'm trying to build up a following on Instagram. I don't have any following on Threads, and my biggest following is on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. And when that goes away, I'm screwed.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with Threads. We have another, there's another review here. 5 stars, great review. The guy's ripping you for not getting a colonoscopy. Please talk some sense into Sal. So I'm going to move on from that. Okay, here we go. Chunky Potato. Started listening when Deitch was hosting, stayed on when Jimmy took over, and it's now one of my weekly go-to podcasts. Love the straight talk, even tone, and complete absence of any inflated importance or fabricated melodrama. Especially love when Jimmy goes against the grain of popular thinking to honestly call something stupid or ridiculous. Read the reviews. It's good to hear what others are thinking, how you can improve the show, etc. If there's too many, only read a few. Sal, congrats on the promotion. When you're 45, go get a colonoscopy. I'm 57 and have had two. Not only were they easy and successful in preventing what could have been a huge problem down the road, each one provided the best 2 hours of sleep I'll ever get. Keep up the great work. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've got Jay Southwest User. Have always thought this was a great pod, leaving the review for spite so the guy that complains has one more to hear that takes up his time. Also, one of my favorite recent unintentional funny comments was Jimmy not knowing how to pronounce FIFA when talking about soccer. Did I mispronounce FIFA? What did I say? FIFA? I would never. No, I know it's FIFA. Isn't it FIFA?
No, it's not. It's FIFA.
Oh, FIFA. Okay. Well, leave another review. I mispronounced it twice. Wait, it's meanwhile, FIFA.
I'm like, when did he miss? I don't even remember you saying that, but.
So FIFA. It's FIFA. I said FIFA. All right. That's how much soccer I watch.
I only know that from the video game FIFA Soccer.
I'm not locked into the Women's World Cup. I can tell you that. Have you watched any of the Women's World Cup?
I have not. No. Me either. I did try watching that show with Wreck-It like Wrexham or whatever with Ryan Reynolds about the soccer team. Yeah. I'm into that. I watched one episode. I thought it was pretty good.
All right, we only got a couple more here. Doc Lou Iowa. By all means, love hearing the reviews, good, bad, and the rare ugly. Okay. This is a bunch of letters, gibberish. This is a must-listen sports podcast. If you're interested in sports media, Jimmy's very entertaining and always has a great guest lined up. Obviously not a fan of the wrestling and just skip to Sal those weeks. The train of thought segment of Sal is fabulous and always gives me a good laugh, and I love the banter between Jimmy and Sal. Also, I think Dan Patrick would be a great guest for the pod. I don't believe he's ever been on. That's the last. Dan Patrick was on once. I should have him on again. It does show you, though, people like... I don't expect everyone to remember who every guest is, but when you don't have someone on for a while, I should get them back on because, you know, it's been a while. All right. So those are the July reviews. I appreciate it greatly. Got people listening to Sal, congratulating Sal. They want Sal to get the colonoscopy.
I'll people get want us to read. Colonoscopy.
You have 2 years. We'll get people off your back. Right. We will read reviews for August at the end of August. So leave them on Apple and we will see you next week. Make sure you listen to Sal. If you're not in New York, on the Odyssey app, Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on WFAN. And anything to pay attention to in sports this week? Not really. NFL, let's go.
Yeah, next week it starts the Hall of Fame game, August 3rd.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Did you already place a wager on that one? I know
not
you
yet,
will.
But I will bet the under. All right, Sal, we'll see you next week. Take it easy.
All right, talk to you later.
All right. All right, my thanks to Bob Kravitz and Sal Licata. Hope you guys enjoyed the pod. If you did, leave a review on Apple. We'll read it in a few weeks. And if you're not a subscriber, hit that subscribe button and make sure you listen to previous episodes. The last episode we did was out earlier this week with WWE superstar Cody Rhodes. He was phenomenal. If you're a WWE fan, you must listen to it. He was great. Last week, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk was on the pod. Andrew Marchand of the New York Post 2 weeks ago. So check those out if you missed them. Subscribe, rate, and review. All right, that wraps it up for this week. We'll see you next week right here on SI Media with Jimmy Trannis. Stay safe and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.